what are the top couple of things that we need to know going into either a new job or some new responsibilities at our job?
It's really important to be aware of this one simple fact. We're probably walking into some kind of a fire. Roles that have been created to both today and in the last couple of years have not been exciting, kind of stable growth roles. They tend to be necessity roles. We need someone who's going to put out this fire right now. There's no time to waste.
Either you're replacing somebody or there's some urgent need that they've had to hire a new position, whatever it may be.
Right. And so here's the first question you want to ask. Tell me a little bit about this job. Where did this job come from? And is it a new job or did somebody else have this job before? They're going to say, it's a brand new job or really excited. Great. Then we know, okay, they really haven't thought through what are all the roles and responsibilities. So I'm going to have to spend a lot of time on that. Or they're going to say, you know, this job's been around a while. And then you want to ask, what happened to the last guy who was in it or gal? And if you hear maybe a pattern of turnover or people left that job maybe after every 6 months, there's a problem. Second question, what would be a perfect outcome for someone who's going to be in this job after 1 year? That really helps you get a sense of what are the goals, what are the expectations, and it forces them to think about that. Question three, very important, who is my boss going to be? You've got to figure out who your boss is.
Yeah, in that interview process, you want to make sure you're talking to that person then, I would think.
Ideally, but often, you'd be surprised, you're not. In many cases, they'll say, you know, we haven't quite figured out who your boss is going to be. You're going to be partnered with this person you've never met. And what if you don't like them? And that's a real big gamble. Question four, I would ask, so what would be opportunities this job might lead to? What's next? Is there something beyond this? Mm-hmm. Or is this a dead end?
You know, I think a lot of organizations, when they're hiring somebody, they put on the sort of the best face. How do you make sure that you're not just getting the rosiest view of what the job, the organization is like?
It's a good question. It's a great question. Pay attention to everybody you interact with and everyone you see in that organization. I always pay attention to this. Do people, when they see each other walk in the halls, do they have kind of playful banter and conversation? Or do they walk by each other with their heads down and not talk at all?
If you have been unemployed or you're looking for a new job, and maybe you've been doing that for a long time, how do you resist the tendency to sort of gloss over what might be red flags because you're just looking for some job?
So let's say you've been out of work for 6 months or more. And then I might actually encourage you to lower your standards a little bit, simply because it would be better to get something new on your resume that you can leverage into the job you really want. So what you do is you walk into it and you try and say, okay, what can I tolerate and how long can I tolerate it? And for better or for worse, as soon as you take that job, you hit the market again and keep looking for the next one.
Brandon Smith is our resident career expert. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure.